And what would you cover a pillow with?
Pillowcase.
Mm-hmm. And if the light goes out, you have to change the
bulb.
Okay. And if you want to protect your clothes while you're grilling outside, you wear what?
Well, I don't protect my clothes when I grill outside. I just be careful and have one of those braziers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't put out a lot of sparks or anything. I just wear my ordinary casual clothes, like in the summer, like these shorts that I've got on this morning.
What about Betty? Does she wear anything to protect her clothes when she cooks?
I'm the one that does the outdoor cooking.
Well,
I can
indoors.
Cook a steak.
Indoor, though.
Oh, indoors? No, she doesn't.
I never wear anything
she's
either
a very
when I cook.
Meticulous, neat woman, and she doesn't put on. I've seen her occasionally with an apron, or something like that. But most of the time, I think she just.
Okay. Now, if it's cold outside, like it's ever cold here, but if it's cold outside, you want to put on your
overcoat.
Okay. And what's the cloth that you would use to blow your nose with?
Cotton, I guess. Handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
Made out of cotton, I guess.
Uh-huh, right. And what's a similar kind that you'd use to wipe the sweat off your brow? Or if you might tie it around your head to keep the sweat from running down your face while you're working outside?
I don't wear any since then, because I don't do much work outside. I just wear a hat.
Mm-hmm.
It was hot, you know, to protect you from the sun.
Is there a cloth, like sometimes they're red, these cloths.
Bandana.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and
I've seen, you see more Mexican laborers, you know.
Sure.
Or mm-hmm. people like that, working in the yards, yard people they call them, that go from work at probably a number of different homes.
Mm-hmm.
Every one day, every 2 weeks, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you'll see them wearing a bandana, red bandana.
Let's see.
Around their neck.
Uh-huh, yeah. Now, clothes, you said you don't work outside very much, but clothes that you might do some gardening in, what would you call those clothes?
I don't garden. I would just use any casual clothing, but I don't really do any gardening.
Mm-hmm.
My wife does that. I never have been much of a gardener. I like the results of it, green flowers and things.
Are there special shoes that you might wear out in the garden?
No. You know, casual shoes. I wouldn't put on my dress shoes.
Yeah.
But casual shoes.
Okay. And what are some clothes that you put away until November?
You put them away until, so-called winter clothing,
mm-hmm.
like heavier suits.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And coats and
mm-hmm.
jackets,
mm-hmm.
winter clothing.
Now, to protect your hands, you'd wear what?
I don't wear any, you'd wear gloves, but I don't have occasion to need to have to protect my hands.
Okay. And this article of clothing is what? Called what?
Well, I don't know what that is without feeling it.
Well, it's good try.
Yeah, I've got more. It looks like it's, I don't know whether it's cotton or wool.
Well,
or
the type of clothing that it is.
Casual.
Mm-hmm. Well, but the article of clothing is called, like this is a shirt and these are
trousers.
Okay, so trousers could be for men or women.
Yes.